Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, Labor Day service, Linda Sutter ministering. The Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Praise the Lord. I rebuke the works of darkness that have come against my sister. I come against the confusion of the enemy that has come against her and troubled her mind. In Jesus' name, we lift it off and away from her right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that your intentions towards her are intentions that are good and not evil. And I come against the accuser of the brethren that would want to accuse right now. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that as she beholds you and the work of the cross in her life, and that which you have done in her life, that she will be filled, Lord, with a sense of your glory and of your presence for that which you have done, that work of Calvary that you have done within. I believe the Lord is saying not to look to that where you have been, not to look to that from where you have come, and where God has given you a change of garments, and he is renewing your mind. If you will receive it right now, if you will receive it from the Lord, there is a renewing going on in your mind. Receive it from him. Hallelujah. He has done it and he is doing it. Oh, look not back from where you've been. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I pray for your hands. I pray for your hands. Harabakuya shalebarando leborokorande lebokondre. That God is going to anoint your hands for good. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to use her, that you're going to cause her hands to be anointed for a number of activities. And we thank you. We don't know what they are, Lord, but we believe, God, that there is a whole change of direction that is coming, that has come her way, a whole change of direction. Some things that you've considered and things that you've been thinking about may not be the way that you're going to go. God may direct you in a whole new direction. And don't be troubled about it, but know that it's going to be a place where I feel that there is a real stability coming. In the name of Jesus, we agree with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hariaba sharandarabolo kumrehai. Semakilia randalabokuya salabarande. Lekara rabokushalai. Leboromaku randalabakose. We thank you, Lord, that a city set on a hill cannot be hid. And a light that shines in darkness will dispel the darkness. And we thank you, Lord, for the light. And we thank you for the city. And we thank you for the place that you've put our sister. And God, though there has been turmoil around, we thank you, Lord, that the light cannot be put out. We thank you, Lord, that the light cannot be hid. And we agree with her in the Spirit right now for there to be a whole change. We pray and agree together. All of us, just extend your hand towards Fern. Let's agree together for change. Hakaraba shararaba kusele barandaraba kuriai. Levara karaba raraba rondolobose. We agree together for change. This has gone on long enough. In the name of Jesus, it's a time for change. It's a time for the promises to be realized. Hikaraba sholebaleandre. In the name of Jesus, we agree together. Hallelujah. That there shall be change in the very near future. That it doesn't have to be months and months and years down the road. But we will begin to see, and she will begin to see, evidence of change very quickly in Jesus' name. And God give her discernment in a new measure, and in a greater measure. She's prayed and asked you for discernment. We pray, we agree with her that it shall be of a whole new realm and a whole new order. Not only in that, but in a number of ways that it'll be a whole new area she's walking into. That God, it will not just have been a revelation, but we pray that the revelation will be a reality. Hallelujah, from this day forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your name? Tommy, we pray for Tommy. Extend your hands towards Tommy. Hila makaraba kushale balekundro lebara karande lebai ashandele buliyama kurandele bokora dilebara kaba selebrandele bokunche lebokorai lebakarandele buli pala karande. Lord, we pray that his ears would be anointed to hear the word of the Lord. We pray his ears would be open to hear the word of the Lord. We pray, God, that his spirit would be preserved by you. We place the angels of God around about him to protect him, the spirit of God to hedge him in, to protect him. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that your hand will be on him to be a blessing, that he would be a blessing in Jesus' name. Oh, may he be preserved for your purposes, Lord. Preserved for your purposes. Ke karabai leba rakare. And I pray for his mind right now. Pray for his mind to be quickened by the Spirit of God. Pray for his thought retention to be quickened by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and believe you're going to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, karabai shale baranda la bokuyanse. Lebori ale aranda la boku basalaya. Shakarabo koreanda la boliaba kase. We just pray a healing right now in Colette's mind. We pray a healing in her mind. We pray that the Spirit of God, the oil of the Spirit of God would just go down over every thought pattern, every emotion right now in Jesus' name, and that there would be a healing, God, a mental healing in Jesus' name. Even as you put the turban around Joshua the high priest, so you put the turban around Colette's mind. Hanai karabo kushala barikai barikarabala korandala bakori lebo lebakarandala bakoshe. And we pray, God, concerning decisions that she's wanting to make and a change that she's wanting to make, that she'll have the mind of the Lord in this, and that she will not move swiftly, she will not go in a hurry, but that, Lord, she will move as she hears, thus saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit of God, you are the one that leads us into all truth. You don't lead us in confusion. And I come against the spirit of confusion that has warred against your mind and your mental processes right now. In Jesus' name, we release you from that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Be set free to hear the word of the Lord. And I believe God's going to speak to you in your own inner court. Amen. And give you the direction that you're looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the treasure. Amen. That is within. We thank you for the word that is within and the word of the Lord that is in the heart of our sister. And Lord, we agree with her right now. I feel to pray for your family. And we pray right now for your family as we lay hands on you in Jesus' name for a miracle. We pray for a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. We break the yoke of bondage that is on family members right now in Jesus' name. And the word of God is true. It's yea and amen. Amen. And the word of God will stand. Hallelujah. And we just pray, we agree with our sister in the burden of her heart today. Hallelujah. For deliverance to flow. For deliverance to flow. Hallelujah. As the word is within her, that word will produce fruit as we lay hands on her, we extend it to her own community, to her own family members. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray a healing right now in your body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you together, the two of you? Hallelujah. What's your name? Marcy and Jim. Let's pray. Extend a hand towards them. Horia Shakaba. Seleai Kelebaranda Labakuya say. Lebai Elabarada Kulabai Ke Asalabarando. In the name of Jesus, we minister to our brother and sister. We call forth the word of the Lord to them, the ministry of your Spirit. We ask, Lord, that the word be quickened to them in Jesus' name. Hile Kalai Karabarando. Lebake Bashalai. Lebaranda Labakuri Amandre Karaba Celebandre. Le baraka yasandri, le bari andraka narebole bokushara, le bolokora yeke basola baranda le bakandri. I really don't know what this means totally, but God is showing me a picture, and I believe that somewhere behind you there has been an overbalance of a certain teaching, and at the place where you have come to, where you are now, that it's been kind of a stopping place, a quiet place. But things, because of things in the background, and of an overbalance in one area, that you've come to this place where you are just stopped. And we free you up in the name of Jesus to go forward again. In the name of the Lord. We free you up to go forward. Hallelujah. And to know the blessings of the Lord and the anointing of God and the touch of the Spirit of God. Again, I don't know what this is behind. It may not even be a doctrine, but I feel it is something that brought you to an abrupt stop. And God, we call them forth in the place that they are. We call them forth in the name of Jesus. That everything that it would have been a hindrance at that place, everything that would have served to stop them, that they would be severed from it right now in Jesus' name. And that, Father, there would be a revelation of yourself and of your purposes and of your ways, that their hearts, Lord, would hear the word of the Lord. Amen. I have no more than that but to call you forth, amen, into the purposes of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Koraba Sheliai. Keman Sarabarando. Kebai Kesala Labarro Lebara Korara Volakore Lebe Kesende. There has been that which would have tried to prevent. And there has been that would have tried to hold back and to keep you back. And there have been the bygone days and people from previous days that would want to draw you back. And God has said to you, He's spoken to your spirit on many occasions that it's to go forth, to come forth. And all look not at the watering holes of a previous day, and look not at the watering holes where others that are close to you are drinking and are being fed, but God has set before you a watering hole, hallelujah, with a water of a new dimension, hallelujah, and we release you into that, hallelujah, we release you into that. To drink from that watering place. Ho rikaya sandre lebakusha lebo rakale. and the traditions of those that are at the other watering places. We release you from that right now in Jesus' name. We release you from it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Kesamhi Shalaba Rikandre, Yabai Kanya Salaba Randale Bukuya Sehi, Lebo Rabakalaba Soleba Randale Bukushe. All of us agree together right now. All of us agree together right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say I believe you've come because of a tremendous need. And I believe God has done, haven't talked to you folks, but I feel like there are some things that are breaking up in the deeps of you. Some things that have come about through the ministry of the Word and the teaching that has gone on here in these past days. And I believe God is sending you back to mend some fences. And He's sending you back to take care of some responsibilities. And that God has already done and will continue to do a freeing up of some curses and some things that that have affected you. I don't know anything, but I just want to encourage you that as you go home, I believe you're going to see some miracles and some transformations. We just agree together with them to that end, Lord. Harabo sharaba kose lemondrai. We agree together with them, Lord, that the fences are going to be mended and that, Lord, there is a... I just want to say this. There's things that are being taken care of, but after these responsibilities are met and the fences are mended, God is going to bring you out and bring you into another place. Praise Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe it's a physical place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heba kasalaba rika yasandri lemakondre. Lebo koshai. Lebo rokola makaya. Salabare. We release our sister to worship in the Spirit in a way that she never has. And we call forth a ministry in her to be a worshiper and to lead people in worship and to dance before the Lord. In Jesus' name, we call it forth in her life. Keba salaba rando, lekara, leba. God is going to use you to go out before some others and to bring them into liberty and to bring them into a deliverance and to bring them into a worship. And we just release you into that and we agree with you in it. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that calling and that anointing, that unction you put within her to that end. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Halakushe, Virika, Lakara, Lekaya, Bakusha, Lebo, Rakara, Bakusha, Labaranda, Lebakai. You know, God is showing me a picture of bookshelves. And you've been occupied with books and books and books. And God is saying to you, if you will receive it, to lay the books aside and to just embrace the book. Amen. And to take hold of the Scripture and to begin to read and to begin to devour the Scripture. And He will begin to give you the understanding that you've looked for from many, many, many avenues and from many books and from all kinds of teachers and from all kinds of tapes. The Word of the Lord to you today is to lay them aside, to put them down, and to get a hold of Jesus and the book. And He will lead you into righteousness, and He will set you free from the bondage and the oppression of the enemy that has warred against your mind and warred against your emotions. And He will set you free, amen, in a dimension that there is that cry in your heart, your spirit, for that freedom, amen, to take a hold of Him and the Scripture and to lay the other things aside, the books and the tapes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ko rabba shale karande. Lemakianda rabokorandai. Lebo ko shakaranda rabokoriai. Lebo kasara. Lebakara ilebo rabokondre. For God has brought you to from an area of confusion and has brought you to a place of, and has planted you in a place where there is stability, is planting you in a place of stability. And we thank you, Lord, that you've put her feet in soil that is rich, and that's what I'm seeing, that he's planted you. And I don't feel that you've been planted that far down yet, but God will cause the roots to go down. Amen. Even as the word of the Lord was this morning, that the roots, allow the roots to go down deep. Hallelujah. Kobai. Amen. Amen. Koma sharanda lebokuria randa indilebokosha laba rakole laba kasara bokundre lebokoranda labokose. I don't know if these are people that you work with. Don't know if you work, if you have a job, but it's like I see a number of people that are around you that their spirit has troubled you. And it's been an offense to you. And it's dragged you down. And I thank you, Lord. Right now we pray that there will be a freeing up from the oppression of those that have been around about her, who have been of a spirit that she doesn't want to be a partaker of and be a part of. We release her. Pray you bring about a miracle in this area where you will give her strength and cause her to rise up and to put the enemy to flight in that area, in that place where she has been. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. In Jesus' name, we minister to our sister. Hallelujah. Karaba shalemandre. Ika elabarandala bakunche. Lebai ikara leborakare. I come against the spirit of fear that takes a hold of you. A fear of man that would take a hold at times. And we release you from that in Jesus' name. We release you from that. We release you into the things that God has prepared. We release you into His blessings. We pray, God, that there would be not any tradition of man, tradition of the elders that would hold her back, traditions of her background that would hold her back. But God, her heart's cry has been to be free in you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We identify with her in that. We all pray that this afternoon in Jesus' name, that each one, hallelujah, would be released into the purposes of God. And I pray and I agree with you right now for one prayer request for one person that you are carrying. And we pray for a miracle of deliverance for that person right now in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, for a miracle and for a restoration in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We minister to Gladys right now. Hallelujah. Call forth the ministry of the Spirit and the Word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Karaba shara rabokuri andarabukia manse. Leboranda labokuri aike. Sha'arabakuri balekarando. Leborikai ebalaba kasarando. Lebokorarabalakaba sharabandri. Lebekimarikai. Ikarabako shalabaranda lebokondre. I see you looking at some papers in front of you. And they are not as they appear. And I see, I don't know what it is, but something you've been looking at, something you've been considering, and something has not been witnessing in your heart with what it is you're studying. And God is saying, I believe this is the word of the Lord to you today, to take hold of that which you have been feeling in your own spirit, and not to be influenced by that which has been presented or which looks one way, what it is you're studying, but take hold of that which is in your heart and be led by that. I believe it's the Spirit of God that is leading you. And we release you right now from that which has been a source of frustration to you in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, that there is a place of settledness and a relaxing coming to our sister in this assurance that you have already put within her heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let your ear no more be turned this way and that way to hear what others would have to say, but hear the word of the Lord to your own ear. Oh, there are those that would want to confound, and there are those that would want to direct you one way or another. And there have been many confusing things that have been spoken to you in the past, and and yet you've wanted the will of the Lord. And there have been some prophecies that have been spoken to you that haven't been the word of the Lord, and it's caused some turmoil. And I want to release you from that word right now in Jesus' name. Release you from that false word that came out of man, man's mind instead of the Spirit of God. I release you. I release you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. His sheep hear his voice, and another they will not follow. And she is able to hear the word of the Lord to her own heart and into her own ear. And as we just speak peace into her mind, speak peace into her emotions, and that as you go home, I believe you're going to hear the thus saith the Lord that is from God, and it will not come from an outside source. I believe you're going to hear it yourself, and then it will be confirmed later on. And but from this day forth, we just pray that you will be set free, amen, from the influence of that which had been a false leading. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray for our sister. Koraba shalaba rikandre. Leba kabo salaba randaleba kunshe. In the name of Jesus. Hilbe laba rakai. Leba laba korande. Many decisions that have to be made. Many decisions that are on your mind right now. Many things that have to be considered. And we agree with you that God, who is the author of peace, will lead you in the way that you should go. I release you as well from what others would say, that you will hear the thus saith the Lord to your own heart. Kore kandere melikushe, leba baraka, lebo rakarai, lebo rikara balakamanse, lebo korandala bokushe. Lebo, I don't know if you meet with a prayer group or what, but I see you praying with several other people. And there are several other women that I don't know if you're praying with them now or if it's something in the future. But I believe that I see three other people praying together with you in a type of prayer group. And I believe that God is going to use that prayer group to bring about some real miraculous answers to prayer in the place where you are. And so we pray right now that God, if she is joined with these already, or if it's yet to be, we thank you, Lord, that you're knitting together a very small nucleus of people who are going to pray, and deliverance is going to be wrought in a place because of the prayers of this prayer group. And I just want to caution you one thing that I believe God has put on my heart, to just walk, to be very careful in some of the things that you embrace, and to just see that I see a book. I feel that there is a book that somebody has brought to you, and away from here, not here, away from here, that you need to be very careful as you look at that to make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. But God will teach you. He will lead you, and will lead you in victory and in peace and not in confusion. But we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for what we believe you're going to accomplish. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Karabashai. I release the prophetic word in my sister. I release the ministry of prophecy in her in Jesus' name. I release her, Lord, to be a blessing. Hallelujah. To those that are around about her. We pray, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you will as well teach her by your Spirit. Amen. And I release her into the that gift of giving messages in tongues, interpretation of tongues, in Jesus' name, that there would be a real flow of that gift within her, in Jesus' name. And God shows me that your hands have been busy doing many things, a variety of things. And I feel that He's anointing your hands to pray for the sick and to those that have aches. That's the way it comes to me. Those I feel like whose limbs ache in Jesus' name. And we just pray that these hands would be anointed. Hallelujah. To be a balm and to be a healing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God is showing me that you've read books about how it should be. And how it is. And you've experienced how it is in a measure. But God is saying He's going to teach you beyond that which you've read. And I release you right now to receive from the Spirit of God in a way that you never have before. That will bypass the intellect. Will go right down into the very center of your being. In the name of Jesus. Kandai Kelaba Shakura Lebaranda Labakushe Lebora Bakure Balabakore Malaka Sharande. God, I believe, brother, is going to cause you to do some things that just seem preposterous to you that don't make sense. It's going to be contrary to the way you've been taught. And the way that you would consider it with your own mind. But as you are obedient to that which God is speaking to your heart, I believe that there is a release coming your direction. And I see you going in a whole new avenue and touching the hearts of some people that have been reading and have been studying and have been trying to figure things out. That God will use you to show them that it's not going to be by their study, but it's going to be as they are apprehended by the Spirit of God and as they take a hold of the Spirit of God. And that's what we pray for you, for both of you right now in Jesus' name, that there would be an embracing as never before of that which is of the Spirit and which has not just solely of the intellect. In Jesus' name, we believe, God, this is your promise, and that this is your purpose, and that you're bringing it about. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Korabakai selebhangro. Shandarabikile elebakara. We pray for our sister. Just extend a hand towards her. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In days to come, Lord, with new places that are a new place that she shall occupy, in the place that she's going, we believe, Lord, that you are opening other doors as well. And that there are those who yet sit in darkness who will see a light, a great light. We believe that. We agree with Sister Oglesby for this, that in the place where she will be, that God, she is going to be a mouthpiece in that place, and that those that are in darkness will see a light, that you will use her mouth, Lord, to bring the light in a place. We do not believe, Lord, that your purposes are done yet. We believe that there are days ahead where there are things to be accomplished through our sister. And as we lay hands on her, and as we bless her this afternoon, we do so very humbly, Lord. In Jesus' name, we bless her and release her, God, into that place that she will be. Lord, harama shakarai, leba karanda labose lebakore, lebori lekandre lebakundre, in the name of Jesus. May it be a season of refreshing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Were you waiting to be prayed for? Come on, Ruby. In the name of Jesus. Hele makaya shalabarando lokorandai. Lebakuri andarabakubo. Shakai iselebarandarabakundre. Lebakai ilebakuya selabarara kalabarande lekai. Ileboranda lekema asarai. Lebakuranda labukomo sharai. Le kandri kalabaranda labakushe, le makara, le borora, selebaranda libakabaranda libakese, le makashala baranda lokoriande, le bo. We thank you, Lord, for a heart that cries out. We thank you for a heart that wants all that you have to give. And we pray for our sister, Lord, that she would be an open channel to receive everything that you have for her. God, I pray that you'd make the crooked place straight, that you'd make the rough place plain, and that, God, that this would be a time in the days before that there would be seasons of refreshing in her household. In Jesus' name, we pray to that. We agree together for that, that it'd be a seasons of refreshing, a time, Lord, to enjoy your presence in a way that she never has before. As we lay hands on her, we just pray for those that are of her family, of her household, oh, in the name of Jesus, that there would be we would see, that Ruby would see, all of us would see the answers where there has been a tremendous travail and an intercession, in the name of Jesus. Hey karabashara, and we pray for her hands, Lord. We pray for her hands that are anointed to serve you, and that are anointed to serve. And God, I pray that you would open up an entirely, and we believe it's your will, a whole new dimension of the Spirit of God to her. In the name of Jesus, that's her desire, a whole new dimension of the Spirit of God. And God, that which she has held on to for all of these years, may there be a release, Lord, hallelujah, into the heavenly places, oh, of that which she has held on to, every promise that she's held on to. Koraba sharaba rikandre, lebo kuranda rabalakuse, hile makuranda rabokose, in the name of Jesus. Oh, cause the word of the Lord to spring forth in Jesus' name. Oh, the word of the Lord and the anointing of God, not only within our own household, but to the family of God, as it already has. But we pray for a greater measure. And even as Jabez of old, who prayed that his coast would be enlarged, we pray for an enlargement of her coast, that her borders would be enlarged. We believe together for that, that it's being accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Koraba shalamaranda labokose. Hileba koranda laboku shalabaranda levante. Hileba lakondre le malakunseliai. Hilemaku shalamaranda malakuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kaya salabaranda labokushe le balakaya. Ilebe kindre. Lebokoranda labokoshe. The promises of God are yea and amen. They are yea and amen. And God, you have opened the door. And you are the one that opens the door. And God, I pray that their eyes will see it. That God, there is a door that has been opened in the Spirit. It already is standing open. And it may not be, I feel, I want to say to both of you, that it is not in the direction that you thought it would be, but it's in another direction. And we just pray God together, I don't know where it is, but we pray together with them right now that their eyes would be open to see it. For God, they have made themselves ready and made themselves available. And God, there are people that sit in darkness that are desiring to see a great light. And I believe, Lord, you're going to use Bill and Peggy to bring about light and to bring light and to bring release and to bring blessing and to bring the joy of the Lord into places that has been crying out, people that are yet in bondage, people that are yet in their sins, people that are yet not under the cross, not in the inside of the cross. And we pray, Heavenly Father, it is their desire, Lord, to see souls saved, to see people touched by the Spirit of God. And we agree together with them. Amen. Amen. That in the next weeks that there shall be an opening of their eyes to see it. And that the open door will be manifest and that the news will come, the letter will come. And they will know, yes, this is the way, this is a place, this is a place that you are calling us right now and into this place and into that place and into another place. And we just pray, God, that as they are waiting right now, hallelujah, we pray a strengthening physically. We pray a strengthening physically and a strengthening emotionally in Jesus' name. God, you're going to bring it about. You're going to bring it about. Yes. And we just agree with them. Yes. And know, Lord, that it shall be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Karaba shara, rababa ha saraba kurande lebo kore, lebo ro kore. Would you come and pray with them? You mind? Amen. Pray with me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Harabo kushalai, lebo ro karanda rabo kose lebo rando. Kebai, all of you, just extend a hand towards Bill and Peggy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Pray strength into this chest and into this voice box in the name of Jesus. We pray strength into it. We pray strength into these arms, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just feel what God is showing me is that there's open doors to some who are not even yet babes. Amen. That are not even yet babes. And God is going to use you to bring them in to hear or where their hearts, where their ears will be open to hear the truth of the kingdom of God. I believe you're going to be a door opener to them. I mean, the door will open to you, but you in turn, I believe, are going to open the door for others to come and just a number ministering together in different places. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name.
And,
hallelujah.
And Peggy is to take more part in that ministry than she has ever before.
Amen.
We release her in that, Lord.
Yeah.
We release her in that. Hallelujah. We release her in the gifts of the Spirit. We release her in the prophetic word. We release her not only in the giving messages in tongues, but in the prophetic word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, Rabbi. The anointing's still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Salai Bakura, Lebo Koshara Baroko Ramalekaran de Lebo Kuse, Lebo Karara Bokushe, Lebo Karara Bokushala Barande, Leka, who the sun set free, is free indeed. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have set our brother free. Hallelujah. He is set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. He Karaba Kushe, Lebo koraba kushalabaranda lebo kuse, lebo rakalaboli andre. In the name of Jesus, we agree with him. Lord, as he waits on you and as he contemplates direction for his life and as he contemplates things to come in the year ahead, we just pray with him and believe God together with him that, Father, you will reveal yourself and your will to him. He's yet waiting on you and wanting some direction. And I don't have the word of the Lord for you, brother, but where I can just pray with you and believe God with you that he's going to make his arm strong and make his way plain to you. Hallelujah. Kebasai, yeshalabarando, lebakai isei, lebokorandalabakaba, sele. You know, I do see one thing. It's like I see you in a corral. And, you've been penned in. God is bringing about. I believe it's yet before, that he's bringing it about, but he's bringing you out of that place of confinement and bringing you into a place where there's new grass to eat, like new food to eat, and a place where there isn't the restrictions that you knew before. And I believe that he's going to, whatever this is, I believe it's in the Spirit, but I feel that there is a teaching, amen, going on and a release that's coming about that you're going to see even more and more just in days to come. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kai sele bakusha bakare bale mukusai lego barakai yehe salaborakora laba shalabarandala bakuse. For where there was confusion, God is bringing peace. And where you looked here, and where you looked there, and where you looked behind, and in other places where you've been, and wondering if you should go back to it, God is saying he's not taking you back, but he's bringing you forward. Oh, know that the hand of God has brought you from a place of turmoil to a place of rest in your spirit. And as we lay hands on you right now, lay hands on you and lay hands on your hands, we pray that your hands would be occupied right now, and God is bringing about a whole change of direction. It won't be as it was in days gone by, and it's not going to be in places where you've been before, but God is bringing about a change. It's new in every respect. It's new in locality, and it's new in direction, and it's new in even the kind of things that you're doing and going to do. We thank you, Lord, that it's not going to be the former day, and it's not going to be the former testimony, but that, God, it's a new testimony, and it's a new walk, and we thank you for that which you're bringing about. Amen. And anoint these hands right now, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anoint them to do just what they're doing. Amen. We thank you for it. Amen. And then there shall be, God is going to give you, in a while, there will be a direction that will be presented, and you will know at that time that that is the right place. Amen. And I feel there will be the confirmation of it. Amen. Bless the Lord. Keeps on coming. Amen. Thank you. Jesus, we pray for our sister. It's okay. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Okay. And then I'd like to just, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we pray for our sister, we thank you there's no shadow of turning with you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And things that have been done and said in the name of the Lord that have not been the name of the Lord, I release her, Lord, from that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray and that there would be no more confusion. And I don't know if you've had ministry for that this weekend, but we just pray and we round about you right now. We just pray the protection of the Holy Spirit round about you, that you be taught by him in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray for our brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Leba Raka. What's your first name?
Wally.
Ileba Ashalaba Kore. We minister to Wally. Ileba Esere Elekara. Le Kuya Saleba Andro. Kemahanse. Lebo Kobo Uyase. Lebo Kora Barakusha. Laba Kaba Sarandelebase. You know what I see, what God is showing me, and this is about all I see at this point. I see you stepping out of one pair of shoes and into another. Amen. See you stepping into other shoes, and I obviously it means something about a new walk, new direction. But we just agree with our brother right yeah. now. Oh God, that the word of the Lord would be manifest to him yeah. in Jesus' name. Hile ba kasha lobo raba kanse lebo komand raba ke. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that is the anointing that has broken and is breaking the yoke. And we pray, Lord, I don't know where you're from, Wally, but I feel like I see you taking a trip somewhere. I guess I don't even really want to say anything about it. We just commit this to you, Lord. We commit this whole thing to you. And believe that you're going to bring about some changes and that you're going to bring about a reconciliation in something in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for that assurance in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord was saying to me, behold, I shall bring you into a new dimension of myself. I'm speaking of my word, saith the Lord. For I'm going to give you an added power, an added strength. And added understanding, saith the Lord. And because you have been concerned concerning my land and concerning my kingdom, saith the Lord, I will begin to unveil even those secret things that have not yet been spoken but concerning my kingdom, saith the Lord. And I am making you the right arm of the Lord, God Almighty, that you shall stand in the governmental circle of this nation, and thou shalt declare against. And no man shall harm thee. No man can touch thee, saith the Lord. For behold, I raised you up for my inside, for my purpose in the earth. And out of you shall begin to flow the living word of God, a living prophecy unto the nations, saith the Lord. And none shall gainsay it.
Come down to that final time. Those of you that need a bite to eat, we'll get a bite to eat. Lord, we bless the food, and we bless all of those that's helped make it all this week. We bless them. And if you have anything that you need from the book table or any order you want to leave or anything, you need to do it because right after we get through eating, the book table will disappear. Until next time. And all I can say is the blessings of the Lord on you till we meet again. Amen.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.